Voting is underway at several Jacksonville schools as alumni, students, and community members decide whether to take down the names of prominent Confederate figures and men associated with the mistreatment of Native Americans. The schools voting this week are Robert E. Lee High, Andrew Jackson High, and Jean Ribault Middle and High Schools. And the ballots offer five choices that include the school's current names, plus four new options that don't reference any person, living or dead. The vote follows weeks of contentious community meetings at the schools, where predominantly older white alumni fought to keep the names, while younger students and alumni, many of them people of color, fought to change them. 17-year-old Amaya Jacobs spoke at a meeting at Lehigh last month.
The student body is made up of mostly people of color, yet this building stands for as a monument for a racist, sexist, Confederate military leader who owned slaves? If students really matter, change the name!
The Duval County School Board has reserved the right to keep or change the school names, regardless of which side wins the vote. Sydney Bowles, WJCT News, 89.9.